Hello out there. Welcome to Your Next Mission video podcast. We have an exciting show for you today that's focused on the United States Army Recruiting Command, also known as USAREC. The USAREC Command Team will tell us how they are working hard to bring quality young men and women into the Army who are motivated, resilient, and fit to win. This is going to be a good one. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Your Next Mission video podcast, where we tell the stories of those who have served in the past and those who are serving today. From transition to financial wellness, VA benefits to mental health, we cover issues facing veterans, active military, and their families. Now here's your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army and co-founder of the American Freedom Foundation, Jack L. Tilley.
Hello out there, warriors past and present, and thank you for your service to our great country. Now, before we get started, I personally want to thank our presenting sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue Global, and USAA for making Your Next Mission happen. They love our veterans and family, and I say it every week, we love them too. As I said earlier, we have an exciting show today focused on the United States Army Recruiting Command, USAREC. And I'm excited to introduce the USAREC Command Team, Major General Johnny K. Davis, Commanding General, and CSM Shade Mundy, Command Sergeant Major. Welcome to the show.
Well, hey, first of all, Sergeant Major, it's great to see you, and thanks again. And of course, my battle buddy, Command Sergeant Major Shade Mundy, we're looking forward to a wonderful podcast.
Sergeant Major. This is going to be a great event. I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully we can answer some of those questions, the tough questions out there, and let's get started.
First of all, we got to crush it. I understand that's your motivation right behind you, so we're going to do
right.
It. But before we get started, can each one of you tell the audience a little bit about yourself? And, sir, we'll start with you.
Yeah, well, thanks, Sergeant Major. Of course, Major General Johnny Davis. I grew up in, I'm a kid from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So, yes, I'm a big cheesehead, and go Pack Go. Milwaukee Brewers and Bucks. I'm totally a big Wisconsinite. And my father was a high school teacher in Milwaukee, Riverside High School, for almost 40 years. And Stacy and I have 6 children. Our oldest daughter, of note, is currently at Commander General Staff College at Fort Leavenworth. And she's loving the Army Field Artillery Officer.
Oh, well, congratulations. Are you going to get all your kids that come into our military?
Our second daughter joined the Marines, but I think we have 3 that are considering it, but I think the one in high school, she's considering, she's our soccer player. She's thinking about the Service Academy, but I don't want to get ahead of her right now. I'm trying to convince her.
Well, do you make them wear uniforms every day? Never mind. I got it. Sergeant Major Mundy, how about yourself? Tell the audience a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, thanks again, for this, right? So I'm a born out there in Seattle, Washington. So I'm a Seahawks fan, a Mariners fan, was a Sonics fan, but they got rid of that team. But I actually enlisted from a small town, Morristown, South Dakota, 3rd generation military, married with 4 kids. And, the one piece of me, none of my parents were educators, but the person who actually convinced me to join the military was my high school English teacher. Mm. By the name of Corey Quick. He was in the National Guard and convinced me, and the rest is history.
Well, I appreciate it. I don't know if you guys know this or not. Anytime that I get to talk to recruiting command or anybody in the military, I'm just so motivated. I've been hovered in my chair all doggone day, and I've seen your chairs before you guys come in. It has Army on the back. Send me one. I'll put it right here. I love that chair.
I'll put it in the mail tomorrow.
Hey, sir, let's start talking about the history of recruiting command. Can you tell us about the history?
Yeah, absolutely, Sergeant Major. So United States Army Recruiting Command was actually established in 1964. But where it really came to what you and I know is when we went to the all-volunteer force in July 1973. So this year, of course, celebrating 50 years of the all-volunteer force. And that's so very important. It sends a message that every soldier out there, volunteer to raise their right hand and serve this great nation. And so right now, in terms of United States Army Recruiting Command, we've got about 9,000 recruiters all over the world. In every zip code, as you know, Sergeant Major, I have recruiters overseas in Guam, Hawaii, Korea, every state, every city, And let's go back across the Atlantic. I got recruiters in, in Germany, Italy. So when I want to talk to recruiters, it's I'm talking across all time zones in the world.
Yeah, yeah. Sergeant Major, you want to add anything to that?
You know, across the world, as the CG said, but, you know, we have some of the most talented NCOs that ever worked with. And I will tell you, they're making a difference each and every day out there, you know, communicating from, you know, my little small town in South Dakota to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, to Germany, you name it. They're out there getting after it and making a difference and really, you know, finding the next generation of leaders to take our place and ultimately, you know, drive the Army into the future.
Go ahead.
Because that's a great point. Sergeant Major hit on something very important. When we think about our wonderful recruiters, let me just give you an idea. And I know you know this, Sergeant Major, but for the audience, let me share. When you think about a United States Army recruiter, most likely that will probably be a young sergeant. This will be their second duty station. They've probably been in the Army about 4 years. We certainly spend time and train them. But think about a 23 or 24-year-old sergeant who left Fort Bragg or Fort Campbell, serving their first tour, was promoted, and now is sitting in Appleton, Wisconsin, you know, actually recruiting for our Army right now. Yeah. So that's what I really wanted to share with the audience.
Well, one of the things, too, I always tell everybody, everybody's a recruiter in the Army. Right. And all that, on all and the people that are veterans that are listening to your show, guess what? You're recruiters, too, for our great Army. Just because you're out of the service and you're working a job or doing whatever, you should be recruiting every day. And I'm going to talk about that. I've put probably at least six or seven people in the military since I've been retired, but I'm still pushing there a little bit. Hey, sir. Well, I mean, I tell people all the time, you can take me out of the Army, take my uniform off, but I'm going to be a soldier till the day I die. And I'm absolutely going to do all I can to help the Army forever and ever and ever. You know, it's common knowledge that recruiting is, it's a tough environment. And we've missed our goal for the last 2 years, which is unfortunate. I know how tough that is. What are some of the challenges and what are you doing about those challenges?
Yeah, thanks, Sergeant Major. And first and foremost, let me back up. I think there is a, and the veterans, I know they're out there listening. I think there's an awareness issue with our young population. Let me try to provide context. And I've went out there and I've spoken to, you know, thousands of, you know, influencers, veterans, you know, principals, students, and all over the country. And one of the things that I think that we are is most challenging is when we went through COVID, the whole nation and the whole world went through that. Yeah. And we didn't have recruiters in our high schools for almost 2.5 years in many of the places. So when you think about 14,000 plus high schools without those recruiters, I remember as a high school student when a recruiter came to visit my high school in the 80s. And just think about that impact over 2 years. That's an entire generation. And that's the feedback I'm getting. Of course, we're still focused 100% quality over quantity. And we're doing a lot. We're investing in the Future Soldier Prep Course. We can probably talk about that one a little later on. I'm focused on training our recruiters to let them understand the environment. Because the way we train today is different than the way we trained 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. The environment is so different. And so what we're trying to do is help the recruiters understand about this relatability and awareness gap with this young population. And, you know, also I'm training not only our station commanders, our company commanders and first sergeants, everyone needs to understand what the current environment is and how we can, you know, connect with that. And I'll tell you, Sergeant Major, the thing that's driving my train each and every day is I listen to the feedback from these recruiters, from the veterans, and from the influencers, and that's what's helping me drive change to link our wonderful men and women and the United States Army Recruiting Command with the public. I'll tell you another area that I think is the declining veteran population. So when I grew up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, my grandfather was truly the influence, a World War II vet. And I spent a lot of time with him as a young child in his garden. But one thing I want to share with you is that every homeowner on our street, Palmer Street, and the north side of Milwaukee, 15 homes on each side, was either a World War II or Korea vet. And that's what brought them all together. I don't think that is as prevalent nowadays, you know, 50 years later. Yeah. So that is something that I wanted to share with you. And I think all of these things together has compounded the recruiting environment. And it's just not the Army. Every service is being impacted by this at this time. But your question is right on. Sergeant Major, anything?
No, you hit it right on, sir. I mean, you did.
Yeah. One of the things that really bothers me, to tell you the truth, is that I'm not going to lie to you anyway, but is the fact that there's so many people out there talking about the military that don't know anything about the military. Yeah. And you hear a lot of people, you know, either on news or comments or whatever. And I got to tell you, I tell people all the time that the military, the Army, changed my life. It made mm-hmm. me who I am today. And it really, I was blessed to serve in the military. I mean, when you hear about all these different things, and the people that are listening, I want you to know that what you hear in the papers, what you hear on the news sometimes is sometimes a crock of baloney. You got to really figure it out. I wish if I was king for a day that we had a television station that came on once a day nationally that talked about the military and says, hey, guys, let me tell you that, too, because we think we're a big Army or a big service and all that stuff. The fact of the matter is we're just a blip. You know, there's 330 million plus in our country, and not too many people now really understand the military. So I think we, and I know you're trying real hard, we need to do a better job nationally, not just recruiting people in the Army, really probably our politicians, to sort of educate people about the military. One last thing before I get off there, because this is a tough subject. Again, the Army has changed so many lives. If you talk to somebody that's came into the Army, wherever they came from, I came from Washington State too, Sergeant Major, but from Vancouver though, but if you talk to anybody that's came in the Army and they get out, what is the one thing they always say? The Army was the best decision I ever made, and it changed my life. You know, it's really a shame that we don't get more stuff out there to talk more about all the good things that are going on. Hey, Sergeant Major, I know the general just said that. Well, you got over 9,000 recruiters at 400 different locations globally. You know, that's a big job. How do you get around all those places? How do you talk to all those people?
Yes. So over 1,500 locations, you know, throughout, as the CG said, you know, I've been on the road, been in the positions almost 6 months now, you know, about 28 stations, about 12 different battalions, but that's spread across the whole United States. I've hit some of the West Coast up there in Seattle area. I was up in that battalion, New York City, down in Miami, Florida, you name it. I need to hit the California real quick, pretty soon. But really what we get after is, you know, we do monthly town halls. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of our communication comes through what we're using right here is technology, because there is no way to bring everyone back home every day like a traditional division. So we have to be creative in how we get a hold of people and how we really communicate. One of the big things, and we're trying to flatten communication, the CG sends out a weekly used to rec all. It's from his talking points, and I'm included with some of the other staff, and we send it out every Friday. Think about it, almost 12,000 people get this email from the CG and I just to try to flatten communication because we're geographically dispersed, and it does make it a challenge. We also, one of the big things is we have our own, you know, Army Recruiting College here. Him and I go out there, we talk our points, we talk about initiatives, we talk all that thing. And then we also included the first week of the course, which was new, was a people week, bringing in the families to really talk about. You're going to be in some of these locations that are pretty challenging. You know, the rent in New York City can be astronomical. I mean, you could mess around if you didn't know the area and pay, you know, $10,000 a month, hands down, or the deposit it's going to take to get a house. So a lot of that is. There's other things, of course, in my world realm, NCOPDs. I conducted my first NCOPD yesterday with about 90 sergeant majors, command sergeant majors, and sergeant majors. Because I believe, you know, everyone demands two things, leader development mm-hmm. and better communication, which communication gets after predictability. So I think if I provide that and continue to provide that, it's going to flatten some of the communication throughout the command, just, you know, across the 1,500 locations and, you know, globally.
What do you hear when you have these town hall meetings or you get your sergeant major? What do you hear from them? I mean, what's the, either from the families or the sergeant major or the officers, what's the feedback you getting them about recruiting or issues that they have out there?
Yeah, so that's a good one. So the issues can really range on location.
Yeah.
The issue in New York is a different location than Iowa per se. I will tell you a lot has to do with healthcare at times. You know, it's challenging. TRICARE isn't always accepted at every different location. So we're always working on that. Mm-hmm. BAH is a big one. That is the cost of the housing out there right now. As inflation goes up, our soldiers are always trying to stay up. And of course, we're getting pay raises. We're getting, you know, our BAH is going up. But it is definitely a challenge, is one of the main things from the families and the NCOs. Then, of course, we get questions about recruiting, waivers and things like that. Is there anything?
No, that's a great, first of all, great question, Sergeant Major. Quality of life is one of the major points that are brought up. And what's interesting is when you think that the cost of living is high in some cities, like New York is absolutely high, Miami's high, but you'd be surprised that we have places in the United States, let's say in Montana, that are higher in terms of cost of living because it's just a shortage of housing.
Yeah,
and so it's very interesting when you look at the dynamics of and the problems. Sergeant Major hit it around the head. The problems currently in New York City are going to be different than Minnesota, or maybe different than a recruiter down in Key West, Florida. Just think about the myriad of different local issues. But bottom line, quality of life, health access to healthcare are the top one and two.
It's almost like the weather. Right, as the weather's different throughout the United States. I mean, we monitor the weather all the time because of impacts of a hurricane here, a fire over here. It's just challenging. Everything has to do with location.
I think you hit it on the head. You talked about economy. I mean, the economy, I've got, I don't have as many kids. I have two kids, but now I have four and one on the way, five great grandkids. All right, so it looks like it's going to be four boys and one girl, so I'm excited. But I'm going to get them to enlist in the military. That's my goal. at least a couple of them. So
we're hiring.
Well, I tell you what, it's too bad that there's an age limit, because I'd probably go back in, but I probably couldn't do much anymore. Though, hey, look, first of all, sir, I want to tell you something. You guys have got me so pumped up, and for the people who listen, the general and sergeant major always use this, I guess, the word crush it. And I'm just excited about talking to you guys. Hey, you guys, I recently had the honor to go to Fort Jackson and talk at a graduation there. But one of the things I seen when I was there was Future Soldiers Prep Course. And I like to talk about that before we do anything else. But there's one thing I got to do. We got to take a quick break. So don't you guys, don't go anywhere. I'll start crying if you go anywhere. Stay there. I'm going to come back and talk to you some more. We're going to take a quick break. We're talking with Major General Johnny Davis, Commanding General, and CSM Shade Mundy, Command Sergeant Major at the United States Army Recruiting Command. And you're watching Your Next Mission video podcast with me, your host, Jack L. Tilly. See, I'm already pumped up. 12th Sergeant Major of the Army. And don't forget, if you joined this discussion, if you're not, there's something wrong with you. Click on that subscribe button. And also click on the bell next to the subscribe button to receive notifications of all our upcoming video podcasts. Sir, let's talk about Future Prep Course. Could you tell me just a little bit about that? Well, first I got to tell you something. One of the soldiers I enlisted, I shouldn't say I enlisted, I have Sergeant Major Steve Monday that works in my small company there, that and a couple other, Tori Vapp and Billy Riggs. But my neighbor came by and says, hey, look, my son wants to go into military. And I said, okay, I'm in. I'll help you out. He said, well, I'm not going to tell you where, but it went somewhere and he's not getting the information. I said, okay. So I called Sergeant Major Monday and said, hey, would you take care of this? And so he got him on the phone and really called a recruiting state. 10 minutes later, they're on the phone. Got this. So the guy's going into service. Well, it turns out he's a little bit overweight. And so his dad called me and says, and we went through a bunch of issues there and we got it all worked out. But when he got to Fort Jackson, he went to the Future Soldier Prep Course to lose weight. And I'd say, guess how much he lost, but I'm going to tell you, he lost 70 pounds. And when I was up there talking to him, I think the number they gave me was 2 pounds a day or 2.5 pounds a day, which is incredible. And the other question I asked him, I'm taking your thunder. The other question I said, how many people quit? He said, nobody. And so I just think that's a wonderful course. And of course, I want you to talk about it, but that's a wonderful course. We're doing a great job with that.
Sergeant Major, this is exciting. And I'm going to tell you about this. And I love it because this is our nation investing in those who would not otherwise be able to join the United States Army, both from an academic and a physical perspective. But where are we at nowadays? And I can explain to you, 10,000 plus graduates, 95% graduation rate. Not only are they excelling, so let me give you an idea. So if you come in from an academic perspective, you know, I mean, you're qualified, but when we sit you down in a structured environment, we do, you know, PT, we do classes. The classes are not taught by soldiers. We're not trying to, train them on the test. We bring in an outside entity to begin giving them classes on math, English, you know, sentence structure, just the simple classes. So when you combine that and, you know, three meals a day plus PT, what we're seeing is between each of the academic, a 18 to 20 point increase on the ASVAB test within 2 weeks.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. It's transformational.
Yeah.
And so from the physical perspective, we're seeing the same thing in terms of, you touched on it, the body fat. But bottom line, they're losing an average of 1.7% body fat each week.
Oh, wow.
This is transformational.
Yeah.
And this is investing in them. And I visited multiple times, just sitting down with these future soldiers. These soldiers is just all inspiring because they are going to lead us. Each and every one of them will lead us into the future. And I, you know, you can just feel the energy and the gratefulness that we invested in them. And I think they're going to come back and pay it forward for this entire nation. So, Major, anything?
No, the one thing I think we can never forget, we're not lowering standards at all. I mean, we are not. And yeah, I know we all talked, the CG talked about, I know you talked about SMA, right? It's quality over quantity, right? This is a great program. To just, you know, in a controlled environment, I mean, I even say if I was there in a controlled environment for 90 days, I'd probably get in more shape, probably lose some weight, and I'd probably eat healthier. But that controlled environment and those drill sergeants out there are doing amazing things to get these future soldiers across the line, right? I mean, we got two battalions down there that are just training, you know, instead of doing basic training, they're actually running the future soldier prep course. And they're the ones that are actually making the difference out there. So kudos to those drill sergeants out there that are changing lives every day.
And to those soldiers who want to improve themselves. That's so very important. They're there, they want to do better, and they are just crushing it.
Yeah, you know, you made me think of a couple of things. A light bulb just went off. You know, if you took that course off post, you could probably make some additional money to put back into the Army pocket, you know, helping some of the civilians there a little bit. But the other thing is that, years ago they had, I don't know if you remember this, McNamara's 100,000 during Vietnam. They brought in a lot of people in the military that had, like a fourth grade education or whatever. And a lot of those people stayed in the military, ended up getting their high school diploma, college degree and everything else, and ended up going all the way through the military. And I knew some of those guys. But the Army, the people that listen, the Army changes your life and it makes you a better citizen. No matter where you go. And yesterday I was talking to someone, I said, you know, if we went out and we started looking, how many people in our country are that came out of the military are mayors, governors, leaders within their community? That's what we're building. We're building future leaders for our country. You know, so again, don't listen to a lot of stuff that you hear. You know, you got to walk in my boots to really understand what it's really like. And a lot of people that judge things sometimes don't know what the heck they're talking about. I asked Sergeant Major about this a few minutes ago. We sort of battled the numbers around. You may know the number. When I was on active duty, we had to recruit or retain somewhere around 120,000 a year. I don't know if that number, I don't know if you know what the retention numbers are, sir, but that's a big number. I used to say 170 or 175, that's more, bigger than Marine Corps. Do you know what the actual number is or have an idea what that number is for retention?
I think our retention is some of the best. I don't know the exact number, Sergeant Major, but based on our retention is at the highest level in years. So those who are stepping forward to serve our Army are staying in. And you know what I love about this, Sergeant Major, is that, you know, I look at us. I'm a kid from the north side of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, that needed a way to pay for school. The Army invested in me. Never imagined I would still be in over 33 years later, 60 years between the both of us from South Dakota. And then here we are in the positions that we are. I look back on that and I go, only in this wonderful nation can that happen.
Yeah. You know something now, you shouldn't have told me, you shouldn't have gave me a year, because I say I had 36. And I say everybody behind me has got 33 or 32 year quitters. So you got to you got to get to my number. Hey, the other thing I'm going to ask you this before we take a quick break here. I remember in a previous life that we talked about allowing recruiting command to get into schools. And that still is a struggle for recruiting command. I'm sure it is. And I don't understand why they don't let us get at least talk about it. Is it still a problem?
Absolutely, Sergeant Major. Thanks for that's a great question. You know, post COVID, and of course, our recruiters not being in the high schools for over 2 years, what we found out is it's a heavy lift to get back into the high schools and connect with the with all of the principals and the district, the school districts. But we have really addressed this over the last year, and we've come a very long way. And what I mean about access is really meaningful access. Having access to schools is important, but what I love a recruiter to have is the ability to speak with the students while they're in, you know, between breaks or where you can get a couple of classes together. That's very important to me, instead of, let's say, setting up a table in a cafeteria on a Friday afternoon. So that's what I think meaningful access means. For me, and what I'm trying to help our recruiters see and access these great students out there. Sorry, Major, did I miss anything?
No, I think if there's one takeaway, it's just meaningful access. We have access, but we need some meaningful access to really get that quality time with those schools.
A quality time with the parents too. Is the parents, when you get the access, do you get a chance to talk to their parents when you get into those schools?
Yeah, Sergeant Major, that's a great yes, absolutely. The key is access, but where I think our recruiters do very well is actually speaking with the influencers. That's not only, that's the veterans in the local area, the parents, the, you name it, Sergeant Major. The recruiters are more, we're not just focused on the high school market, we're focused on the entire labor market and our parents and the veterans.
Yeah, I guess when you get back into school, and you talked about a little, you're making me think of things you're talking about here, but you get a lot of the, you talked about already about the a lot of businesses, small businesses, just the people, veteran-owned companies that sort of reach out to you and say, hey, can I help you out in any way? Is there a lot of small companies, veteran-owned companies that reach out and say, you know, we're here for you, trying to help you a little bit?
Yeah, so that's another great question. Absolutely. And what I love is that they're not only helping out, they're taking the time to visit some of our recruiting stations and asking to have them, you know, be part of the recruiting effort. And so I have instances all over the United States where the veterans or teachers or parents are asking to help the recruiters, and then they accompany them to certain events. And that's having the ability to not only have the recruiter tell the story, but seeing a veteran tell their story is so powerful.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is explaining to the family about what really goes on in the military. I mean, you can get a guy like me and I'll go out and talk to people about serving in the military. But if you can get a family member to understand, see, I tried to get my two granddaughters that come into the military, and both of them say they wouldn't look good in BDUs. Right. So I said, OK, all right. So then they're having kids now, and I said, okay, I'm going to start getting them little BDUs to wear to school and stuff like that. But I got to tell you something. My oldest grandchild made a little commercial. His name's Ethan, smart little boy, had an Army shirt on and had like a little commercial. I didn't give him the idea, but he was really, really sort of neat. Hey, look here, sir. And the people for listening, if you're thinking about going to the military and you maybe got some question about them, go to a recruiting station, sit down with a veteran, sit down with somebody and let them really tell you the ground truth about what the military is actually about. You know, it's again, I keep saying this, but I got to say this because it's so important. It changed my life. You know, I'm not bragging, but one time I owned three companies. I don't have a bill. Life's good for me. I'm able to help. I'm trying to help as many people as I can. And you can do the same thing. This is our country. And we got to make sure that we take care of our country. And I tell you what, sir, we're going to crush it We're going to crush it every time we get a chance. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. We got a lot more to talk about, so don't you go anywhere. We'll be right back. You're watching Your Next Mission Video Podcast.
You're watching Your Next Mission Video Podcast, proudly presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, the most trusted credit union owned by members of the military community, serving all branches of the armed forces and their families. Their members are the mission. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Purdue Global. You're ready for a comeback, and with Purdue Global, you can do more than take classes. You can take charge of your story, of your career, of your life. Earn a degree you can be proud of and get an education employers respect. Start your comeback at PurdueGlobal.edu. USAA.
A promise is a trust not to be broken. Whether spoken with an oath or sealed with a pinky. And after 100 years, we're still taking care of the military community and their families. That's our mission, always.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're blessed to be here today with the recruiting command, the recruiting command team, Major General Johnny Davis, Command General, and CSM Shade Mundy, Command Sergeant Major. And I want all of our viewers to reach out to them directly. Tell us about your transition. Tell us about what you want to talk about. We talk about anything you want to talk about in the show. This is your show. Tell us what topics you want us to cover. You can call or text me at 844-424-1134, and I'll actually reach back out to you. We're all part of a family. We're going to help each other. Or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. Sir, Sergeant Major, you know, this is going to kill me. We're heading into our final segment with you, and I hope you've enjoyed it just as much as I have. I just have a couple more questions, but we're going to continue to crush it now. We're not going to back off here a bit.
I love it.
Recently, we had Major General Huffman, I guess, and Major Rubin with us from the Army Enterprise Marketing Office, and they showed us, they was talking about the Army's Be All You Can Be campaign. How do you interact with that office? I mean, do you do a lot of stuff in Army Market? I'm sure you do.
Yes, absolutely. And let me tell you why that's important. So just yesterday, I just had a Teams call. I love technology today. So I can, you can speak with anybody across the world on a moment's notice. And I had a great Teams call with the new commanding general, Brigadier General Tony Gant. She's wonderful. She's an engineer, and she's bringing a wealth of experience. And what I love the most, she did 2 years as a recruiter. So now we have the right talent in the right job. And why do I say that? When you think about the Be All You Can Be campaign, think about it as really the national level. But below that, you have what our brigades are doing is really regional marketing and advertising. And then at the recruiter level, it's local. So you want to make sure all of this is synchronized and that everything to it from commercials, from what we put on the local billboards, everything has to nest together so that we can have one campaign to share our Army message. And so do we get together a lot? Yes. And we are lockstep with the first step, series of Be All You Can Be commercials. I really like them. I like the first step with the initial scene loading the bus heading off to the basic training. I love the tank scene. I mean, they are just right now, when I watch them, I just want to grab a flag and join the Army again and reenlist indefinitely.
Yeah.
That's what's happening right now between both organizations.
Yeah. Sergeant Major, you want to add anything to that?
Well, I think, it's the be all you can be, right? That was the slogan out there when I joined the military, right? The CG and I were talking about that. It just resonates. Obviously, with us, it resonates a lot, right? We're still working on, younger generation, but those videos that they produced are really getting after, when they get on the bus and, cadence in the background, for me, it takes me back to that time back in Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. Mm-hmm. We did not release the brand because of the crisis, I will tell you, right? That is not why we had the brand come out. The brand was always we were always rebranding. Mm-hmm. But I think some people thought we brought the Be All You Could Be back because of the crisis of recruiting. That was never the case. But I think the other piece of this, Be All You Can Be, is telling, you know, our younger generation of the possibilities that are in the service, or, you know, especially in the Army right now. Obviously, being in the USA Reg, we're recruiting for the Army, not all the services, but it's so many possibilities out there that you can serve with all the different MOSs. I mean, you could go from anything from a cook to an infantryman to a tanker to an engineer like myself, but the possibilities are endless out there.
Yeah.
And this Be All You Can Be is all about it.
Well, I mean, when you think about, I mean, it's really pretty simple. You say, be all you be. I mean, if you're it's our show, but I'm going to talk about me, but it's like me, a kid that didn't have much. You know, I remember when I was in school, you people are listening, I was a poor kid, used to flip quarters to try to get lunch money. I mean, you know, it's sort of funny now as you get a little bit older, but when you're a young kid, and there's a lot of young kids out there that struggle a little bit, that need a little help, that need a little guidance, that need a little mentorship. And I guarantee you, I mean, a light bulb went on when I went in the military. I went in basic AIT jump school. Of course, I went to war, but it changed me. It changed the way I looked at things. It changed the way I just thought about things. It opened my eyes up. You see, most people in this country have what I call tunnel vision. They just see from their little spot, and they're just looking at this lane. When you go into the Army, your eyes open up, and you see so many different things, and you meet so many incredible people, and you have so many incredible leaders that you run into while you're in the military. I see, Sergeant Major, you're going to say something there, but...
I think one of the biggest, it's a great stepping stone, right? The military can propel you into the future, like your career, our career.
Yeah.
We just need some direction. We all came from different backgrounds, but it is a stepping stone for the future. And I truly believe in Be All You Can Be. It's simple words, but if you think about it, it's just be all you can be.
It is. You're really right. You're like, hey, you know, sir, we have been crushing it.
Yeah.
I'm hovering. I'm not joking about that. I'm so excited to get you guys on this morning. I'm just running and moving and quick and stuff. But it's you know, we joke about that. But the Army allows you to crush it. The Army allows you to be all you could be. The Army allows you to do anything. I mean, nothing. The only thing that ever holds you back in life is you. You know, don't let people say you can't. Somebody asked me one time. He says, you know, what can you do? Is there anything you can't do? There's nothing I can't do if I want to do it. There's nothing I can't do. There's probably things I don't want to do, but there's nothing I can't do if I want to do it. Hey, let me tell you something. I want to just tell you how proud I am from this old veteran to you guys about what you're doing, and I still offer you advice. I'm always going to be here for you. No matter, you know, if you need some help from this old guy, I'm certainly going to help you as much as I can. That's for sure. And just keep up the fight. Keep doing what you're doing. Never stop. One of the best, some of the best advice I ever got was from a guy named John Stevens. He was a Fort Knox Sergeant Major down there. He called me one day when I got to be a Sergeant Major. He said, can I give you some advice? And I said, sure. He says, first thing is, don't change who you are. And I said, don't you guys change who you are. And the other thing is, he says, 50% of the people like you, 50% of the people don't. So when you make a decision based on what's good for the Army. And that's the same with you guys. It's not about you. It's about our Army. I always say our. You know, you guys at Recruiting Command, you was talking about a few minutes ago, it's about, you know, what are you doing? No, not what are you doing. What are we doing? What are we doing as a family to make make our recruiting mission? Hey, again, I could probably go on for hours talking to you guys, and I just love what you're doing, and I want to be a part of it if I can anyway. Any final thoughts? Anything we missed that you want to share with the audience? We already talked about crushing, sir, so you can talk about that again. And you got to give me a big hoo before we leave. But go ahead. Any final thoughts?
I'll give you a big hoo. All right. So. Well, first of all, Sergeant Major, I want to thank you for your service and all of the listeners out there. Thank you. For listening. Thank you for your service. We are you, and you are us.
Absolutely.
And we are all in this together. And I think what I want to share with you, Sergeant Major, is, you know, we're going to crush it because this next generation that's going to lead us to the future, I feel great about. I see them. I've done PT with them. I'm excited. But more importantly, I think back on all of the years and those that investment by you and our Army and me. I know this week I spoke at a 9/11 event. And, you know, when I really that was a very important day for me, Sergeant Major, as you know, I remember that day very well. I was a young company commander in the old guard. Yeah. And you remember our actions after that. We marched. We put up our ceremonial uniforms and we marched down from Fort Myer down to the Pentagon. And we were there for the next 3 weeks helping, doing all we can. And I remember all those soldiers. I remember leaders coming to visit us. And I was just, you know, young captain. And that was a very, very important day. But I looked at those soldiers around me and that's who we are. We are now leading our Army. And this next generation will lead our Army. And that's why I'm so proud. And thanks for bringing us on so I can share that. Sergeant Major.
Hey, you know, first of all, SMA, thanks. You know, like I said before, the Army is a stepping stone and it provides so many possibilities to so many, to the great men and women out there. But the one thing we didn't talk about that I'd like to real quick is for our active duty folks out there, right? The soldier referral, right? We always talk about, I get calls all the time. General Davis says, how can we help? How we can help? Of course, tell your story. As veterans, as someone serving, tell your story to the next generation. But for the active duty folks out there, you know, the soldier referral program, I mean, you can get promoted, you can earn promotion points, you can earn a ribbon. It's the one way that we truly believe if, you know, because it is a family business, it is people that, you know, as you talk about your grandkids and everything, you know, if you were still serving, you can put them in for referral, then we would give you a medal or a ribbon. I would say not a medal, but a ribbon. But I think it's one of those things. And as the CG always says, we're always recruiting. So anyone that's listening, all your subscribers, all your listeners out there, if you need to get a hold of someone, hey, call me. I mean, I'll be honest. I won't put my phone number out there, but you can find me on social media. Let me know. I will take the referral, and I will do the referral for the active duty folks. But thanks, SMA, and thanks to the team out there. We appreciate your time, you know, giving us some time to tell our story and, you know, tell the Army story to your podcast.
Here's what you got to do, Lyle. Make sure you come back. We want to get you on at least once a year to talk about the Army, about what they're doing. You always got an open invitation, and we want to help you as much as we can. And if you got any information that you want to put out there that we can help you with, I have a pretty active social media campaign going, too. I think we got, I don't know, 12,000 people just on LinkedIn, maybe 5,000 or 6,000 on Facebook. So we're trying to build it up to about 30,000. And guess what? I could be an influencer on there pretty quick too, which is sort of a funny thing being an old guy, but that's not good. Again, God bless you. Crush it. Now, you was going to give me a hoo-ah, sir. I say 1, 2, 3, and you guys give me a hoo-ah?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, 1, 2, 3.
Hoo-ah.
Oh, that's weak. Let's try one. Come on, let's get real loud and tell. I'm going to help you out this time. Hope that David don't get mad at me with the sound guy. All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3. Hoo-ah! God bless you. Thank you so much. Thanks to Major General Johnny Davis and CSM Shade Money for being with us today. I'm Jack Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army. You've been watching Your Next Mission video podcast, and thank you for watching today. Please visit our website at yournextmission.org and leave me a review. I always say I hope it's a good review, but remember, 50% like me and 50% probably don't. So send me a review. You can also visit our nonprofit and corporate partners where you can see all the jobs and services that are available that will assist you in your transition from the military. Please know, we want to assist you any way we can. Just like recruiting can plan, please know we collectively, we're all a part of a team. We want to assist you any way we can. You can follow me on all my personal social media pages, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Rumble. And if you enjoyed this discussion with Major General Davis and Sergeant Major Monday, please like us. Click on that subscribe button below. Also, click on the bell next to the subscribe button just to see all the released notifications of our upcoming video podcast. Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Leave me a message or send me a text at 844-424-1134 or send me an email at smatilley@yournextmission.org. Thanks again to Major General Davis and CSM Monday for joining us today. I mean, they're busy and they've got a lot of stuff going on, but they took the time because they know how important it is for us to talk about recruiting. Again, it was just great having them on the show. This is our country. And we need to make sure that we defend our country. We have the best people and brightest people in our great army. And just like Major General Davidson, Sergeant Major Mundy, we need to have people that love our country, that join the service. The other thing, I think they need to grow and develop and learn about leadership and all the great things that allow you. It's not about the day, it's about your future. So if you have any questions about the military, go to a recruiting station, just sit down and talk to them. See what's available. You know, most of the people that go into the military come out with an associate's, a bachelor's, or a master's degree, depending on how long you stay in the military. But it's a great life. It's a great family life. And I guarantee you, if you go into the military, it'll change your life. Again, thanks for watching. Thanks to New Mind Studios, of course, our presenting sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue Global, and USAA for all they do for our military. And as always, see you on the high ground. Hooah!
You've been listening to Your Next Mission, brought to you by the American Freedom Foundation. Learn more by visiting yournextmission.org.